and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast by Making the Podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Shoda. Squiggly Bracket, say hi.
Hi.
And Ollie. Squiggly Bracket, say hi.
Hi.
This week, Shoda is going to be giving us an idea of what it's going to be like to go back in time to the far, far past of the 90s.
No, please don't say it. Like, because some people will think of it as the far past. Like, these, like, fucking Zoomers.
Dude, it is. It is the far past.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I thought, like, even those 90s hits are still probably on the... Actually, no, even growing up, I think the 90s hits were, like, in the oldies.
No, already. No, they weren't. Don't say that.
No, but they were. Okay,
no, you're
not even joking.
No.
Okay, let me finish this off. Last bit here. We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the home slices and home dogs, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard, where a man with a cell phone the size of a cinder block attempts to look for call reception, yelling the whole time.
Wow.
That's a. That's what hell is for this podcast.
Wow. I think that one was your best one yet, Matt.
I don't know if I've ever lived through that experience, but I can feel that. So like, even like, I've been through that situation, and like, I think it was like the countryside in the UK. I was like in like an attic, moving around my phone trying to find reception.
Oh
like,
my god, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because nowhere in the small town had cell phone reception.
Oh fuck! It was Norfolk. God. We went to Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah, but it was fucked up.
I dragged Ollie to Norfolk with like a bunch of my friends from my master's, and he, you know. Ollie's allergic to the outdoors.
Yeah, I don't fucking give a... We'll get into that a little later, I guess. But fuck, the only thing in Norfolk is fucking seals. There's so many...
Seals?
Yeah, seals.
Yeah, there's so really? Many fucking seals.
Is there like a beach there?
Yeah, and we went swimming in the North Sea. That was fun.
Yeah, we had to walk through like a swamp or something to get to the sea.
You're remembering all the like those things. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I didn't... It was... I didn't... It was traumatizing.
Yeah, it was really squelchy. We all took our shoes
freezing.
Off. Yeah, but it was the one sunny day of the summer.
well, summer, quotation marks summer, but like how hot was it actually?
I think it was like 24 degrees. It wasn't too
bad. Oh, well, that's pretty good then.
Yeah, we had good weather, but we had to walk like a kilometer in that squelchy swamp thing.
Yeah, it was just
and
the
like
water
we didn't have shoes
like...
on. And I remember because it was so squishy and sticky that it would just, like, eat your shoe, so you couldn't have your shoe on.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot how to take off my shoe.
Ollie was so upset.
It's just, like, just the muddiness, right? Just so muddy.
It's so muddy. Good times.
So what's this idea you had about the 90s infomercials, I think, wasn't it? You're thinking of Shoda?
Well, do you remember the Magic School Bus?
Yeah, I remember we watched it last time. We were at Leo's house.
Yeah, so the reason we watched it is because of how trippy it is. And, you know, drugs make it trippier. But I will say that we were just rewatching an episode. And it's not just trippy. It's also quite traumatizing.
What do you mean traumatizing?
It's. I mean, the things that teacher does. I mean, I stan Miss Frizzle and all. But the things that she does are a little bit like... And she like hides it from the parents. Like you have to hide it from the parents. Like the parents don't know that the whole busload of kids is going inside your kid. Like that's a lot.
What? Yeah, it was that. Okay, yeah, because just before we started this podcast, I sent you that clip of like Miss Frizzle turning up to the kid's room and being like, "Well, going where all the action is, Ralphie." And it's like, "When the action is like, it's inside of you, Ralphie.
Dude.
The action's inside of you." And it's like, "No," and then the fucking lizard forcing his mouth open.
Yeah, it's
oh my god,
it's horrifying.
I mean, they unintentionally just fucking vored a bunch of school children.
No, actually, it's so much worse than that.
What do you mean?
They shrunk down to, like, the size of a quarter, and they're like, how do we get in the body? And then the kid was like, I know. And then he
Enter the anus!
He ripped off a Band-Aid that had, like, a scab on it, and it was, like, oh the perfect God. Entrance. And then they fucking wiggled their way into, like, a scab, and they went into his bloodstream.
That's fucking disgusting.
they called it a shortcut. Get it? A short cut. Oh my God.
But it's fucked up.
But why couldn't they just go through like his tear duct or some shit, or like
because
through his ass?
Because they were showing how the body repels germs by coughing or tearing.
Oh.
So they said like the cut doesn't have anything to block it because the rest of the blockage is your skin. Okay, so my idea.
No, but I do have to point out that like that episode has the best line in the whole show is when because they're watching the whole thing that's happening inside this kid's body on a television, or like the kid's watching his own insides through this television.
God, that sounds so awful.
Yeah, and he just points to the TV and is like, "Is that my blood?" It was so good.
Is what I'm looking at that right? Is that me? That's me. You guys fucking show me this shit. This is my fucking blood. I would fucking freak out, yeah, dude.
I think at any stage in that show, I just lose my mind. That's why none of the kids tell their parents, because they're worried that like Miss Frizzle's gonna go inside of them, or like some weird horrible fate is gonna come across.
You know, or jail.
No, it's definitely going to be like a Final Destination situation if you fuck with Miss
Frizzle.
Yeah,
I think Miss Frizzle is just the magical version of the kid from Home Alone.
Oh, I was going to go with like the demon from Hellraiser.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's more accurate. But
I was going to say, she's probably some kind of like demigod entity, right?
Right. I mean, I hope so. Because that's the only way that it's okay.
It's just fucking terrorizing children in this small Nebraskan school.
I don't know, that's what society has taught me. Okay.
Miss Frizzle, where are we going? Do not worry, mortal.
God, poor Lily Tomlin. Okay, so I thought that we could go through this episode and you guys could, well, you know, give your commentary.
Okay.
So it starts off with this kid who's really sick and, you know, hashtag COVID-19. So they're not wearing masks. Of course, this is from the 90s. So, but, you know, just trigger warning. Uh-huh. It's broadcast day and the class is counting on Ralphie to come help them. He needs to like come up with an idea for their television show. And his mom comes in and is like, oh no, I'm a doctor and you have a fever, so you can't go to school. And then Ralphie just freaks the fuck out because he's not allowed to go to school. He's just like, no, I'm fine. And okay, what 8-year-old kid does that?
No, because he knows Miss Frizzle will find him if he doesn't come to the school. He's worried that it's going to, and it does, it comes to his house.
Yeah, so she calls Miss Frizzle and she's like, Ralphie can't come to school. And Miss Frizzle's all like, yeah, he should rest. And it's really important that he like sleeps and heals. And then she and the entire class show up to his house. And he's like, oh, I
fucking
think
I'm going to invade his fucking body, huh?
Yeah. they think he's just like, I think I'm hallucinating. And then they all enter his bedroom with shoes on. Can I just like take a moment?
That's a pretty North American thing. Like, oh yeah, what's up? I remember a lot of fucking, it's just what they do there, right? Or maybe it's just like a TV thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's a TV thing. Because like, why would you wear your shoes all the time?
Yeah, especially like you see in like on TV, you see people like wear their shoes in bed and stuff sometimes. They're like,
yeah, that's really upsetting. So Arnold, who knows, he's the only one who knows that Miss Frizzle is likely to get them all killed.
Who's Arnold?
Arnold is the kid, you know, with the orange hair and the glasses, who's like, oh no, not another field trip.
Oh, he's the fucking Debbie Downer, huh?
Yeah.
She has to leave one that remembers.
Oh, shit.
And when the class decides that everyone, you know, is going to poor Ralphie's house, Arnold says, I think Ralphie shouldn't have stayed home today. It's foreboding. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then they go into his room, and the bus, of course, enters the bedroom. and they shrink down into like a little helicopter, and then they just like the lizard holds his nose, so he has to open his mouth, and they go into his throat because the action.
I thought they went into a cut.
No, wait. They go into his throat first, and they're like, "Oh, it's so red and swollen. No wonder he's sick."
What the fuck? Okay.
And then he coughs them out because his body knows. His body rejects. And that's when they enter through the cut.
Can you imagine? They must be like ant-sized, right? Just like an ant fucking dancing its fucking little fucking feet. Its little tires, man, driving on the back of your throat. Dude, oh, no wonder.
Oh, God.
That's such an image.
Not your entire cloth just wiggling into your body for a cut. I hate it.
Maybe that's a bit gross, too. Yeah. Wiggling.
So then they start watching, they go into the bloodstream and they start watching him, like, you know, he starts watching his claws enter his bloodstream and then get smaller and then go through the blood vessel walls into, like, different sides of him, like all kinds of invasion. And then he hears, like, they hear that his mom's coming. So you know what they do? They cover everything up with bed sheets. As if the mom, like, you know, to hide the fact that the whole class has gone into her throat. When I was at school, I remembered that parents had to sign permission slips.
Do you think she makes them sign permission slips?
Oh my God. No!
Yeah, be a fucking eldritch contract or some shit.
It's fucked up. So wait, in this in this podcast, will we go through, like, every single episode of The Magic School Bus?
I think that that's the way to go. There are 57 episodes altogether.
But there's, like, a new series,
yeah,
right?
Not including the new series. In the new series, her niece takes over. She becomes a PhD professor, and then her niece takes over. I wonder if she's doing the same thing to PhD students.
Probably ate her and then, like, took her place. Just kind of, like, I don't know how their relationship works.
The new Miss Frizzle, because it's still Miss Frizzle, is played by Kate McKinnon.
Who the fuck's that?
And the original Miss Frizzle was played by Lily Tomlin, the one and only.
Oh, maybe it's not like, maybe it's not a situation where you, I think it's like a Highlander situation where there can only be one Miss Frizzle. So they're not really related, you just have to kill...
Well, I mean, the
Miss Frizzle, and you just kind of take her place.
I think then a like hologram of the original Miss Frizzle, she comes in once in a while to be like, okay, you're doing a good job.
Wait, this hologram?
No, it's like the actual Miss Frizzle. And Liz stays. Liz is the lizard. Do you remember the lizard?
Lizelle?
Liz, I think that's her name.
It's that creature that Leo walked in completely stoned and said, is that Lisa Simpson?
yeah, exactly. Oh, they do look like Lisa Simpson, man. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
So everyone was just there in just mortal terror, just staring at this TV, because it was like, what the hell? Oh, I think it was the episode where, like, she turned the entire class into clams or something. And they
There's some really good shit. You learn a lot. You learn about white blood cells and plasma and mollusks. And how not to get eaten by big fish.
Yeah, learn
and bigger fish.
Learn to read fine print.
Well, clearly they haven't learned that. So after they kind of check out the bloodstream, and the mom is now watching the blood thing, saying that, oh, this movie's very realistic. And
she knows.
Well,
she's in on it.
Well, Ralphie told her that he could see the wires because it was bad CGI. But
what?
but okay. She's like now really enraptured by this movie, and this bus in this movie, which she somehow magically doesn't recognize, is going into, like, is following the white blood cells to the place of the infection. Okay. And all the white blood cells are now, like, fighting the bacteria. And now, do you know what the kids do? They put on scuba gear, and then they swim out into his bloodstream.
Yeah, that's what happened in that really old movie, the original. Like, they did the same thing. They shrunk themselves down into, like, a little submarine, and they went inside the body. And they did the same thing, and then they get attacked by white blood cells and shit. And then one of the children gets eaten, right? Is that what happens in this episode? Do they eventually get attacked by white blood cells and then one of the children gets eaten?
No, no one gets eaten, but they do start getting attacked, not by white blood cells only, but by the antibiotics that Ralphie has been forced to take. Yeah. Because the antibiotics are like, oh, this is a foreign substance. It's not supposed to be here. So they start attacking the bus, and the bus, she's just like, everyone is freaking out because they're going to die now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Frizzle is like, well, they're going to have to catch us first. So she slams on...
Were there laser guns in this one?
He's asking about laser guns.
Like, none of the kids, like, shot any laser guns at the antibodies and shit?
They should have.
I don't know. They didn't help.
They were very unhelpful.
I don't think she weaponized the children. I don't know. I was going to say she was worried about them sort of, like, having a mutiny or something, but I don't think Miss Frizzle fears death, so I don't think that would be an issue.
Yeah, dude. A mutiny. That makes a lot of sense, actually, because it's fucking Lysel the dragon or whatever the fuck. She's, like, the captain's parrot, and she's got this fucking... The school bus is the fucking boat, and the Seven Seas are this guy's fucking asshole. Yeah. Holy shit. Whoa. That's fucked up.
Maybe the podcast should be about, you know, like how you had the reimagining of the dirty words. Maybe these should be reimagined into epics.
Reimagining what?
Epics.
Into epics. Oh. Like, you know, like Gilgamesh.
I don't know. I feel like the podcast would just slowly go... The further it goes, we're probably just going to keep calling out Miss Frizzle. We can't do that again. We can't just make a whole podcast just fucking...
Calling up Miss Frizzle. Well, I mean, yeah. she is teaching them about the immune system.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, one of them could become a doctor.
You can't just get inside kids. It's very bold of you to assume those children are growing up.
Oh!
Was this like a Peter Pan situation? They just live in this fucking...
No, I mean, I think he means death.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean...
Oh. Right.
So everyone starts screaming for help, but Ralphie now has taken his meds and gone to sleep. Okay?
He passed the fuck out, huh?
So Liz the lizard is now freaking out and trying to wake up Ralphie, but Ralphie, like, doesn't wake up because he's, you know, drugged.
He's in an induced coma, yeah.
So the bus starts to make its way to Ralphie's nose. And just as it starts to, like, tickle his nose, Liz bangs a gong and wakes up Ralphie. We don't know where she got the gong, but she had a gong.
Okay. Ralphie... I'm sure it came in with the TV to watch the fucking, you know...
Yeah,
inside of his body. It was just next.
It was. I think the lizard was the like adult supervision.
He has good access to the music room.
Yeah. So now Ralphie is trying to sneeze out his claws.
Because of the gong, or like?
No, because he realizes that they're trying to escape the antibiotics.
Wait, he realizes that?
Yeah, because they're on the TV, right?
Oh, yeah, but the TV's still running while he's asleep?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's not like he can feel the bus inside of him. that would be worse.
Oh, yeah, like when he go into the cut, he says, wow, that didn't even hurt.
Yeah, who knows what kind of drugs the Miss Frizzle gave this child. So, I mean...
Oh, God.
If she's, like, passed out there and, like...
Oh, my God, what if the whole thing is just a fever dream? What if she's just drugging these kids and these are the adventures they think that they're on?
Yeah, dude, Albert, or wherever this guy... What's his name? What's the name of this kid?
Ralphie. Oh, Ralphie. Arnold.
He's...
Arnold? No, Arnold's the one that fears Miss Frizzle.
Whoever it is, it's just they're just fucking K'd up, bro. They're just fucking cut it out.
Yeah. What if she's just like drugging them?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, fucking definitely.
Okay. So once the alright, so he's trying to sneeze, but he doesn't feel like sneezing. Right, because that's his biggest problem. So Liz solves the problem by sprinkling black pepper in his face. And after he, like, sneezes them out, everyone is back in his room, and now they proceed to do a television interview of how this whole feeling felt.
With who? Ralphie?
Yeah. So, Ralphie, what did you learn from your whole classroom entering your body?
Did she say that?
I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Well, fuck, Ralphie was fucking asleep, man. He didn't even fucking watch half of it. Fuck Ralphie. He didn't learn shit.
Well, he did know that... So he summarizes the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes to sleep.
Again?
And then is the drugs end, are kicking back the, in. The kids leave through the window.
They leave through the window?
Yeah, in the
bus. They can't. They fucking leave this crime scene. There's been a fucking home invasion, man.
Okay, now I have a Wikipedia article open with some trivia. But that is episode 3, I believe, of the Magic School Bus season 1.
Oh my god.
I'm into it. We could, like, I guess we could do episodes where you could walk. Damn, I can't fucking buy my mouse all fucked up. Did you drug me?
It's Miss Frizzle. She's inside of you.
Yeah, I can't.
I thought you were going to say, like, that's the name of the drug. Yeah, I gave you some of that Miss Frizzle shit, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
That's why you're getting all fucked up.
Acid trip.
I can't speak ill of Miss Frizzle.
She's going to come for you.
Yeah, I can't. My body's just reacting badly to just saying Miss Frizzle. But, like, yeah, you could make a commentary. So, people could watch along at home, you know, going for the episode.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, so it's easily accessible. I bet you could find it on YouTube, too.
But, like, after we finish it, we could move on to, like, the other, like, edutainment shows. Like, you could do, like, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Like,
oh, but Bill Nye the Science Guy is too, like, kind.
What do you mean?
He's a good guy.
You don't think we have the power to take down Bill?
You think, is there any, like, Bill lore? You would have to learn, or, like...
I don't know a lot about Bill Nye, except that he's very, very against Donald Trump. He started a whole social media campaign, or started, like, a Twitter account, an Instagram account, because of Donald Trump.
No, but we're talking about, like, 90s Yeah, Bill I
know.
Nye.
Like, I only know 2020 Bill Nye.
Oh, really? You never got, like, the science teacher wheeling in, like, the old-ass VHS tape of Bill Nye?
We had that gecko.
Bill.
Do you remember the gecko?
I don't know what he's called, but I know it was like a geographic one, I think. It was like animals and shit.
And my teacher used to make
this. What was this? Gecko, animals and shit? What?
Yeah, it was this like talking gecko. Like, it wasn't geck. It was like what was the?
Gex. Gex? Like the fucking video game Gex?
Yeah, he kind of looked like that, I guess. But it was, like, I don't know. I just have like a...
Oh, Geico. The Geico gecko.
No, it wasn't the Geico gecko either.
It was close to the Geico gecko.
There's so many fucking geckos. I didn't know there were so many geckos.
Dude,
you can
save 15% or more on car insurance.
I hate the Geico ads.
It's the hottest fucking working gecko.
They're worse. They're worse than the eToro ads.
Yeah, we keep getting like adverts for was it the stock market app or something?
Yeah, it's making eToro social.
And it's like he's like, oh yeah, you didn't invest in Apple or Google stock, but you know, like you're gonna press like skip ad now. And I was like, I wasn't even fucking alive when that was affordable. Like, what are they even talking about?
What the fuck? So what, it's gonna be like fucking, oh, what a fucking loser. I checked up your nice portfolio, bitch. And then fucking,
yeah, it's like
thumbs
that.
Down on your account. And you're like, what the fuck?
And you know the worst
bro,
thing?
Bro, I just want to invest in fucking stocks, man. Don't shame me.
The worst thing is that it's Alec Baldwin telling you these things.
Alec Baldwin. Dude, well, that's how you get it, you know? They get your favorite celebrities to fucking endorse some shit.
Yeah, but Alec Baldwin's no one's favorite celebrity.
Yeah, but he's very charismatic,
really?
Though.
Yeah,
I like Alan Baldwin.
He is. He's very charismatic. I don't know. He always plays the sleazeball.
Yeah, well, you know.
Was he playing the sleazeball in that commercial?
That's what he's used to. That's what he's good at.
I don't know. He's folding laundry in that commercial.
Yeah, very sleazy activity right there.
Okay. So, what do you guys think of my podcast idea?
I'm into it. It has mileage, I think.
The bonus material, right? Because, and you know, like, your audience would spread because it's kids from the 90s or grew up in the 90s, and then kids from now because there was a reboot. And
the kids will not be listening to this. I can guarantee that.
The music.
Is this going to become like an old, a 90s era, like Miss Frizzle lore podcast then, where we discuss the old episodes?
Oh my god.
To like people who want to get the backstory on like Miss New Frizzle or some shit. You mean like that? Like,
we could be those fucking weirdos.
Fuck, we found a niche.
Fuck,
yeah.
What a niche. What the fuck?
Ralphie is the first of Miss Frizzle's students to get sick, and the second is Dorothy Ann. And the third is Carlos gets the sneeze. However, Ralphie's illness is more prominent, as this episode is about the immune system and germs, while Sea Stars is about stars.
What?
It was never explained why the others were sick.
Failed experiment. Definitely, dude. We are dealing with an incredibly scary entity here, dude.
Holy shit. I can't. Okay, Al, can you tell me if there's like a lore videos already on Miss Frizzle?
There has to be.
There has to be, like, get the fucking Bloodborne or like Dark Souls lore videos. There has to be one on Miss Frizzle.
There is a digital manifestation of Ascension Yellow School Bus blocking me from venturing past my firewall. I do not know what the fuck is going on.
Oh my god. Yeah, there must be.
Oh, my phone is doing something strange, so I can't tell you more.
Oh shit. The bus has evolved and is now spreading throughout the network.
It's okay, we don't want to find out more. I don't think we are meant to find out more about this show.
No, but it's from the fan wiki.
There's a fan wiki?
We are old.
Okay, fucking full stop.
Dude, how big is their community? Does it say how many, like, editors they have?
How do I find that out?
Yeah, we need to get...
Sometimes it says, like, at the bottom or the top or something on their homepage.
We need to get inside the fan community. We need the inside.
They have Miss Valerie Frizzle, Magic School Bus Wiki, and Ride on the Magic School Bus.
This is a lot of lore to cover then.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, the other time, this is also the first time that the Magic School Bus enters one of the children's bodies. The other time it does it is when Carlos has an allergy to pollen and does not have any illness.
That one was just for fun then. There is no medical curiosity. She just wanted to fucking do it. Watch, children, as I fucking infiltrate the bodies of one of your fellow comrades. I'll fucking do it to you. You step out of line, kids.
One of the other, like, facts is that this is one of only two episodes in which the class doesn't return to normal size before the end of the show.
Oh, so we never know.
So we don't know. We don't know when or how long she keeps them tiny.
Oh. Just like keep him there. Oh god, that's horrifying. I didn't even realize that. Did they realize they were making like a horror show? They had to know how unsettling like half these things are.
Maybe it was intentional, dude.
The Ride of the Valkyries plays when the first time the bus flies through Ralphie's window into his bedroom.
Yeah, isn't it like a Vietnam song? They had it associated with, like, Vietnam movies and shit, where all the helicopters would fly through. And
that's so funny.
Like, really?
Oh, my God.
The vehicle of destruction, the fucking magic school bus. Fuck.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were, like, referencing Vietnam. I don't know. There's a lot of weird deep cuts in this show.
Dude, I would love to see that exact scene that should have just mentioned, except fucking put Highway to Hell or some shit in the background.
Do you think
Let's go, kids! Wait. Oh, fuck. Matt,
do you think Miss Frizzle has ever taken the kids to Vietnam while Vietnam was happening?
Shit, well, they dude.
No, but speaking of that, she did once take them into a movie where there was a war going on and a bloodthirsty general, like, chased them around.
Holy shit.
So she has taken the kids to a war zone.
Yeah.
No fucking way, dude. She, that's it, man. She's a fucking, I told you, man, this is a fucking,
that's the episode on spiders.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Okay,
that's,
but yeah, this sounds like some fucking real deep lore, man. Holy shit.
I think that I'm onto something. I think it's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I could keep going. I mean, like, I guess if we weren't doing Bill Nye, I guess we could do like Offer or something. There's like a million Offer episodes.
Yeah, Arthur's still running too.
Is that fucking edutainment, dude? I don't know.
No, it's not. I've never learned anything from Arthur.
What else is edutainment then? Like Carmen Sandiego. Oh fuck, we could do like yeah. That's definitely
edutainment. Yeah. You could definitely do Carmen Sandiego. But okay, so we've got on the Buy Netflix, we've got. The magic school bus gets lost in space.
Did they ever come back?
I don't think it ends with them coming back, no. The magic
school... Is that an OVA?
Oh.
No?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah? Was it an OVA?
Maybe. Probably. Is it, like, just an outside the rest of the show? Just, like, a one-off where they just... die at the end.
Maybe you see the thing is that we don't know what she does with them after the field trip. So if she keeps them shrunken, then she could be doing experiments. She could be testing how to like make their little bodies big again.
Oh, that is a good point. We don't know if it's the same set of kids each time.
They could be a bunch of clones.
Oh my god.
They have
these just barely sentient dummies just thrown into the back of a school bus, just fed fucking lines by the lizard. There's this shit. Fucking look at the camera, you fucking kids.
The second episode is where Arnold accidentally swallows his claws, and they take a trip down his digestive system.
Oh,
then there is one where the magic school bus gets eaten by lots of fish.
There's a lot of lore in this show. Yeah. Just
the magic school bus hops home because they all turn into frogs.
I mean, like it would be a good idea to do this podcast. Like, there's a lot of content, but like, I don't think my body could handle it. I think I'd be physically drained to make this podcast. Just like I didn't even know this. Just these are like war crimes.
These are facts, Ollie. They're teaching you about the digestive system and immunity and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, but like the more you give me these facts, the more I start just to fucking speculate. What kind of fucking monster this Miss Frizzle is, man?
There's one episode where they all turn into woodland nymphs, and they convince I don't know what they're called, the people who cut down trees.
But lumberjacks?
Lumberjacks. he's like more like an exterminator type. Like, he's not got the plaid.
Oh, so but wait. He's not like logging or anything. He's just killing the trees.
No, so they call him at the beginning because there's a rotten log in the middle of the field. But then they learn how important rot is.
Oh, an arborist.
So they want to stop him from clearing the lot. So they turn into little woodland nymphs, and they sit on his ears, and they whisper, like, don't do it. Instead of just, you know, becoming big again and telling him, you know, please don't.
So they're playing mind games.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And so now he's gonna think he's hearing voices.
God, dude.
But what I think is that we should structure it by having, like, the commentary, right? And then at the end of each Magic School Bus episode, there is a segment where they call in to the producer of the show and they like call them out. Like, oh, well, you know, it's impossible for kids to shrink down. And the producer says things like, yeah, we know, but we needed you guys to learn something. So because that's why we shrunk them down.
Yeah, I would love to ask the producers where the fuck they got the insurance money for this.
So I think that we could like come up with a bunch of questions for the producers and then continuously email the producers.
That'd be so good. It's like they'd have like an update of whether they actually responded back or not.
Yeah.
But I do want a lore corner though.
Okay.
A lore corner.
Yeah, just update it about what Miss Frizzle is capable of.
Done.
Because I'm pretty sure she can cure disease. It's just she doesn't want to. She's content just demonizing these children.
Oh my god.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
A list of possible powers. I'm into it, dude. I think it'd be pretty fucking funny. I think it would be very interesting.
What do you guys want to call this? I didn't come up with a name.
Hmm. What about something fucking weird and shit, like fucking Frizzle Obscura?
Oh my god, I love that! Frizzle Obscura. Like Atlas
Obscura. It's like when you walk into like a room, like, and you're like, oh dang, dude, it's full of like dead shit. Oh, there's a crow over there. That's fucking obscure, right? That's the kind of vibe you want when you fucking watch this show, like, ooh. With that same lens, bro, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Yeah. It sounds like a demonic book that just tells us about Miss Frizzle.
It's a fucking Necronomicon thing going on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Frizzle Obscura. Okay. And then how many lizards or how many lizards out of 10 would you give this podcast?
I think the lizard is basically the Salacious B. Crumb, right? Of
yeah, huh? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A fucking Miss Frizzle, right? Basically, so mm-hmm. Yeah, like eight, dude, 8.5.
Yay!
Creepy lizards out of 10, dude. Yeah, hell yeah!
I think I'd give it like 8 school children going into another child's body.
Oh God, I am so flattered, you guys. This is going to be a weird show. I'm totally down to do it with you. I mean, I could like come in and out, but I'm totally down.
You can't just dump this idea on us and leave. Like,
of course I can. that is the definition of a guest appearance. I'll send in the episodes.
But this show is ending, and then this would be a brand new show with you as the host.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need a CRT TV, man, to watch all these episodes on to get the real experience.
Yeah.
Get the cassettes out, man.
Wait, so would this be from the perspective of us being in the 90s? Like, do we need to get in like a 90s state of mind to do this show?
I'm always in a 90s state of mind.
Oh my god.
I saw you physically age as you did that. I just saw your whole body just sort of shrivel.
I've aged a lot in the last few months.
Wow, I'm baby.
Yeah, you are baby.
I'm baby.
You're baby. Matt, your birthday's coming up.
Mm.
We should do something fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do, actually.
We should
probably do anything, actually. I'm probably just going to chill.
Probably
play some
like
computer games.
A birthday-themed podcast.
Birthday-themed podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, birthday podcast.
Yeah, could you. Why not?
We'll get Miss Frizzle. Yeah? We'll get Miss Frizzle to go inside you and see how you're aging.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just had an existential nightmare. You just saying that. Miss Frizzle just telling me how I'm aging. It's like,
well, you know.
You can see your own body aging right inside here.
Check out this mass of cellular decay. Oh, Miss Frizzle, please, no.
Okay, so see, we have what special episodes planned out too with this podcast?
You know,
how would Miss Frizzle like come up with your aging body or psychological crisis or you know whatever you know?
I think the primary goal of this podcast to be get on an episode of the Magic School Bus.
Rides again, because that's still running.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, the new show. We can't go back in time and, like...
Well, I don't know, Miss Frizzle could go back in time. She showed the kids dinosaurs.
Are you suggesting she was a real person? Because
you're suggesting she's a real person?
Dude, she could be, man. She's still out there, at large.
She's at large.
Oh, my God.
No, please, no one show Lily Tomlin this podcast.
I know, bless her. I love Lily Tomlin. She's a badass lady. She'd kill all of us.
Yikes. Okay. Well.
She was really challenging that. She was really, like, channeling that energy when she was doing the show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm very proud. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, judges.
Man, we really kind of busted through this one. I think I'm feeling... We usually have to go through, like, a... Damn, we didn't really do that much derailing.
Yes, because the whole show is derailing.
Yeah.
Damn, has this happened before? Have we had... This is the least amount of derailing we've had so far on a podcast. This is like a record.
Yeah, that's how you know the idea is good, dude. You know?
Thank you, thank you.
All the fucking weird shit is inside, not outside.
Is that my blood?
That will, like, that haunts me, thinking about that child looking at his own blood. Like, I can't get past that.
Well, I mean, he was trying to illustrate that blood isn't red. It's the red blood cells that make it appear red. But blood is actually made up of plasma, which is clear. Red blood cells and white blood cells. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned from my research for this podcast idea.
That's true, though. That's how it does work. Your body is just the fucking... just full of goo. That's full of little bits of oxygen, dude.
Oh, it's so that's much worse up. Than, like... We're goo bags. We're bags of goo.
Are we bags of goo?
Oh, are we bags of goo?
I think we barreled through this entire episode, so we have to derail it at the very end. Like, we're going all the way back to fucking
goop. Quack.
Yeah, goop.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because we watched a video the other day of, like, what Gwyneth Paltrow eats in, like, a whole day. And it's, like, I think she has, like, a mainly liquid diet. Like, I don't know how she functions.
Yeah, that nutritionist.
Oh, what the fuck?
She was so horrified.
Liquid diet? What is it?
No, but she charges everything. Everything is charged. Like, the liquid
charges
she,
what?
So she, you know, the Goop has these, like, little sachets of nutritional water that you, like, I think it's, like, a vitamin mix. But the nutritionist said, her name's Abby Sharp, she said that it's mainly just, you know, really expensive pee. That Gwyneth's pee is probably really, really expensive.
I don't want to think about Gwyneth's pee. Is she selling it on the website?
Oh my god.
I was worried that, Jesus. Like, you know how Steve Jobs used to eat, like, a lot of apples? I was thinking that, like,
hold on.
Because her company's called Goop, she was ingesting a lot of goop. That's why she was blending shit.
Wait. Steve Jobs used to eat a lot of apples?
Yeah, wasn't that like...
No, he used to eat a lot of fruit.
I know, I thought he ate a lot of apples. He thought, like, oh yeah, this is gonna, like, you know, make my immune system good, like, strong. As so he ate, like, an apple a day? Yeah, no, probably more than an apple a day.
Like, well, when I was little, I used to be really afraid of the apple a day thing, because my mom's a doctor.
So
I wouldn't eat apples because I didn't want to keep the doctor away.
Did you worry you'd just fucking, like, throw her out of the house if you started eating them, or, like, you'd repel her?
I don't know. I was, like, 5.
Okay.
What she's doing, like, oh, I can smell. Is that a Granny Smith? Oh, I can't be in. Get the fuck out.
I'm not needed.
I can't stand it. Granny Smith. Oh, Bramley's apple. Oh, God.
Well, that's a podcast, I guess.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay, I guess everyone will see everybody next week here for the first official episode of what was it?
Yeah,
Frizzle Obscura.
Frizzle Obscura.
Yeah, make sure to bring your tinfoil hats as well.
it may or may not protect you from the magic school bus.
The fucking the brainwaves are about to be fucking received by this TV show, dude.
Yeah,
being conditioned 100% by Miss Frizzle. Hard.
Oh, yeah, we should actually have, like, is this, no, the podcast is not over yet. Okay, so we can have a corner at the end of the episode of what we've learned.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we're going to learn a lot. You know, we're going to be horrified, but we'll learn.
I learned that antibiotics attack buses.
Okay, now I'm ending the podcast officially.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess we'll see you guys next week then.
Yeah,
see you next week on Frizzle Obscura.
Hey.
Yeah, like, I remember it.
Okay, very well. Okay, see you then.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye. Can I...
I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.